Joined by J.R. Todd, driver of the DHL Wix Filters Toyota Camry Nitro Funny Car. He is our Funny Car champion here this weekend. Back-to-back winner. J.R. won 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas, comes here to Houston for the first time in his career, wins back-to-back races. This is the fourth win over the last 15 races for his team, and it is a hot streak that I think you do not want to end anytime soon.
No, I just want to keep riding the wave. I don't even know if I've been to back-to-back finals, so to come here and win, to me that just shows that, I guess, winning the 4-wide wasn't a fluke, that we're capable of winning races, because the 4-wide's kind of a novelty deal, I don't want to say it's not a legit race, it's just not your standard heads-up race, you know? But I knew coming here that the track was going to be a factor, and that could play into our hands, because every time we got down there on the asphalt today, it just blew the tires off pretty much all weekend. And I thought, well, guys can't really go out there and throw down like Jimmy Prock and those guys are capable of doing, which they got their stuff running pretty good early where we were struggling. So, I mean, I wasn't doubting ourselves up there in the final for sure by any means. I thought if I could leave on him or leave with him and we go up there and run, you know, like we have been, that we could stand a good chance at winning. I thought for sure they would run better than what they did, though.
Coming into this back-to-back-to-back section of the season, there is no better way to start it than this, right? You get to roll into Charlotte with the wind at your back.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to have this much momentum early in the season, because we struggled really bad last year. We really didn't turn around our season until probably the Western swing. I feel like Denver is where we really start picking up momentum last year and then fell on our faces again. But it's nice as Club of Motorsports as a whole to come out swinging like we are, winning races, and that definitely makes Connie happy. And it just keeps team morale up, and it's good all around. It's nice to be moving up in the points the way we are also. It seems like every year that I've been out here competing for the countdown, I'm always right around the cut line. So hopefully we can keep this going and stay up there in the top five. That would be nice.
Yeah, four wins in 15 races. That's pretty darn impressive.
I'm just happy to get a win, no matter how many or, you know, whatever. We show up every week and try to win the race. So, yeah, we'll take them any way we can get them. And today was just pretty much a matter of survival and lucky enough to turn on four wind lights again.
Part of history, this is Connie Coletta. Started the team at 59, the best start in team history. Just talk about being a part of this team and your teammates and the start you guys are on.
Yeah, to me, I mean, of course, I'm a little biased, but I feel like we got, not including myself, the best drivers out here. Sean, Dougie, Richie, and they're all my buddies. I mean, we can bounce information off each other, and we got each other's back, and we want to see each other do well. And it's just it's awesome to work with a team like Coletta Motorsports. They all the crew chiefs get along and work well together, and that's I think that's a big key to our success, especially with the two funny cars this year. I mean, Nikki and Tommy D, they come over and help Jono and Todd, and vice versa, and both cars are pretty much set up the same. And I feel like Sean and I are kind of got the same driving style, so it just kind of, it's helped our program a lot.
You know, a lot of people ask you about if you're helping Sean learn how to drive the car and this and that. It's a completely different type of information you could pass to him today, because, as you said, very tricky back half of the racetrack. He does not have a lot of runs on a track like this. What were you able to tell him to at least prepare himself for down there?
I mean, he knows. He got to experience it in qualifying. It's just it's one of those things that you can tell him all you want, but he still has to go out there and experience it to get the feel for himself. I mean, there's times when you spin down track like that, you'll cross the finish line with the wheel completely, you know, crossed over, and the car is going straight. And like, he's finally experienced that. It's that's the difference between driving a funny car and a dragster. That's the cool factor.
Kind of missing qualifying, but you didn't qualify as well as you'd like to. I guess you guys learned something that helped out today.
Yes and no. We just, like I said, we couldn't get our car to run good enough early, because you really needed to apply as much power as you could early in the run before you got on the asphalt, because you knew it was going to spin the tires down. There was really nothing you can do about it. So, yeah, we didn't qualify as well as we wanted to, but we went down the track 3 out of 4 runs and qualified. We just missed it there Friday night, and we're getting to that point in the season to where night run is crucial just to get your qualifying spot. But I feel like, you know, the runs we made during the day and the heat and all that, that kind of helped us for today.
We reached a point in qualifying where it doesn't really matter where you qualify. You're getting a good car no matter where you
are. Yeah, little bit. I think if you can qualify in the top four or five, that's going to set you up better first round. Not that there's any easy matchups, though, because it seems like at least once a race you get somebody that's down there at the bottom that necessarily isn't there, shouldn't be there, like Caps and Hagen. So, yeah, that basically the hero run Friday night doesn't mean anything. It just puts you in a spot on the ladder.
29 races in. Are you a funny car driver now?
I guess. I don't know. My fire suit's dirty. My hands are dirty. I'm still driving it all over the place, so I'm trying to be a funny car driver.
Is this surpassing your expectations when you decided to go?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't expect to, I don't know, have this kind of success, especially this early in the season. But looking back on last year, as bad as we were doing, I was pretty hard on myself. And I feel like I'm a lot better, in a lot better position this year than I was last year.
Congratulations, JR.
Thank you.